Well, I got good news and bad news. The good news is we're up a degree. The bad news is it's still just 7 degrees right now. Bundle them up. Keep them warm. That goes for the kids, for everybody, including your pets. It's a bitter cold out there. Steve Courtney is here, WJR sports analyst extraordinaire, and talking about the loss of a Hall of Famer. Stevie?
All right, Dub. Good morning. Hello again, everyone. This update brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford, located here in beautiful Livonia. The hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford and, of course, my good friend Matt Garko have done it again. You see, Bill Brown finished atop the dealership world once again in 2022. So congratulations to them, one and all. Make sure you shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Indeed, Paul, the hockey world mourning the loss of the Hall of Famer, Bobby Hull, a 12-time All-Star and 2-time Hart Trophy winner. He has passed away. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing this yesterday. He was 84. Now, Bobby Hull, a very interesting story. He was known during his playing career, obviously, as the Golden Jet because of his blonde hair and his speed, and I do mean speed on the ice for that era. He became beloved in Chicago for teaming with the legendary Stan Mikita to help the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup back in 1961. That ended a 23-year title drought. Now, all in all, Bobby Hull played 15 seasons for the Blackhawks and is the franchise's career leader in goals scored with 604. Now, for 8 of those seasons, he played alongside his brother Dennis, who scored 298 goals with the Blackhawks. All in all, the Golden Jet became known for curving the blade of his wooden stick, this going down in the 1960s, and had one of the most feared slap shots in the league. Period. His slap shot was reportedly clocked at 118 miles per hour. Now, keep in mind, folks, at this particular point in time, goaltenders didn't wear masks. So when you saw Bobby Hull gain the zone, and he was getting that slap shot ready, I can only imagine the thoughts going through your mind. Another interesting factoid here about the great Bobby Hull. Back in 1972, he signed the first $1 million contract in the history of professional hockey. 10 years, $1.75 million to be exact, leaving the Blackhawks and the NHL to join the Winnipeg Jets of the WHA as a player coach. He played 7 seasons with the WHA and helped the Jets win AFCO Cups in 76 and 78. As a matter of fact, ironically enough, he won 2 Gordie Howe trophies as the league's most valuable player in 72-73 and 74-75. Now, he would announce his retirement during the 78-79 season, but decided to return the next season after the WHA merged, you'll recall, with the National Hockey League. He played 18 games with the Jets in 79-80, then was traded to the Hartford Whalers, playing 9 games for the team before retiring again. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame back in 1983, and there is a Red Wing connection. His son, Brett, obviously, also on the Hall of Fame, inducted in 2009 after a 19-season career in which he scored 741 goals. And yes, he did wear the winged wheel proudly. Bobby and Brett Hull are the only father and son to each win the Hart Trophy. They also were the only father-son named among the 100 greatest NHL players in 2017. Now, the legend carries on. Bobby Hull's number 9 is retired by the Blackhawks and the Jets. That Winnipeg franchise, if you remember, relocated to Arizona in 1996 and was renamed the Coyotes, who also retired Hall's number 9. And then, interesting enough, the Coyotes unretired the number in 2005 so Brett Hull could honor his father by wearing it. Now, as great, Paul, as Brett Hull was, or Bobby Hull was on the ice, off the ice, it was kind of a mess. He faced legal and family issues in his personal life. As a matter of fact, sadly, the Blackhawks announced last year that Hull would no longer serve as a team ambassador. The team said it was redefining the role of team ambassador after Stan Mikita passed in 2018 and the great netminder Tony Esposito passed in 2021. An amazing career for the Golden Jet. Bobby Hull passes away at the age of 84.
I'm sorry to hear the trouble off the ice, and nobody is more involved in hockey than Sean Bolligian, so I'm sure, Sean, you have a thing or two to remember about Bobby
Hull. Paul, he retired a little bit before my time, but when you talk about snipers, Steve, you brought up such a great point about the curved stick. I think Boom Boom Geoffrion, was kind of considered the father of the modern slap shot, and then that beget, Bobby, and then you go into an era where so many people, like my father, I remember having conversations with my dad, and, he'd say, boy, nobody could score like Hull. He was just a pure goal scorer. And then I saw, Steve, I'm sure you remember Mike Bossy, who passed away too long ago. But guys that are just pure goal scorers, and Bobby Hull certainly was one of them.
Was it Ted Lindsay who had the sharpest elbows on the ice? Was it
Gordy?
Oh, Gordy Howe?
Yeah, Gordy's.
So who, I'm going to ask both of you guys, who's going to be our future Bobby Hull, Gordy Howe, Ted Lindsay?
Well, Connor McDavid in the National Hockey League right now is otherworldly. He plays for Edmonton, and he is, he's otherworldly. He's doing things right now that nobody else is doing. And I don't know, maybe it's because he's in Edmonton. I'm not sure he gets the credit he deserves. But, Steve, I'm sure you'll agree, he's in a league by himself right now.
Yeah, there's no question about it. He's tremendously talented offensively, and he really backs down from no one. And, much like the great Gordie Howe. And what was a Gordie Howe hat trick, Sean? A goal, an elbow, and a fight.
Yeah.
It was just one of those deals. But, you go back to 1972 when the WHA was rearing its head. And, diehard NHL fans, were beside themselves because all of a sudden you had legitimate NHL talent going to this rival league. Bobby Hull, as I mentioned in my report, being one of them, signing the first $1 million contract in the history of professional hockey. And, it was just devastating. It was kind of like the World Football League, the WFL, taking some talent from the National Football League. And I remember thinking, I despise these people. What do you mean Larry Zonka is going to Birmingham? But anyway, I digress. Sean, it was one of those deals. And how ironic is it that these two rival leagues would eventually merge?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when you think of that expansion after 79 and the teams coming in, absolutely amazing.
Let me get this in real quick. I've been carrying it around for Lou LaPaul. We've mentioned it before, but once again, from the Ted Lindsay family and the Ted Lindsay Foundation Impacting Autism, they've got a Top Golf family fundraiser that is coming up. It's $165 per person. It's February 23rd from 6 till 9 p.m., and it's at Top Golf. You'll want more information. There's a lot that comes with that $165. Tickets include 3 hours of golf, dinner, refreshments, tournament fun, et cetera, et cetera. For information, you can go to the TedLindsay.org, the TedLindsay.org site, and get more information about this event coming up February 23rd. They want you to know about it. Lou LaPaul at 248-202-6194, 248-202-6194. And I know they're trying to get some people there. They want to keep Ted Lindsay's work alive, fighting impacting autism. So there you are. Just wanted to pass that along. Bobby Hull, Gordie Howe, Ted Lindsay, all gone now. How old was Mr. Hull?
84.
And he had a pretty rough life off the ice, you were saying. So I'm sorry to hear that. These things do happen, and we do hear about them. We continue at WJR at 844. Our conversation with Mark Royce, president of General Motors, up next.